Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast. Rated Thanks. 5 stars on iTunes by Spotify, in brackets, what? Misfits sponsor. They say, hey, stop mentioning our biggest competitor at the start of every podcast. Spotify. That's ready to call us out like that in the iTunes reviews. Oh, that was actually not by me, by the way. A fan actually wrote that. Oh. Or maybe it actually is Spotify and they're pissed. We don't know.
You should get them on the Uh-oh. Podcast.
Either way, you can't listen to episodes.
Shout out.
Just make reviews then. Exactly.
Well, there's also probably better ways to reach out to you guys.
You're probably right, yeah. But I saw it, and the message has got across. You can listen to episodes of this podcast 24 hours early on Spotify.
Wow.
Which might be why they're pissed.
Wow. Hey, shit.
That's Pog.
Hey. That is Pogger Poggerson.
That is Pog.
That is really is Pog.
Anyway, guys, here we are. We're in LA, and we have on the show Cryos Gaming,
oh my
aka John himself.
Hello.
And of course, his friend Smitty.
Wow. Wait, this is a podcast?
This is a podcast. Yeah, that's what the mics are for. It's what the lights are for. The cameras.
We also have our boys McCreamy and Toby on the telly.
Yes.
Spitz and Iron Swagger Souls. It's nice to see you.
We're going to forgive that swagger set out, boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to ignore that. I got introduced as Cryos' friend. Oh, shit.
So,
I'm sorry, Queen.
Cryos' friend.
Yes.
How do you find yourself caught up in this?
I don't know.
What do you do?
All I know is, what episode was I on? What was the first one?
Was it like 12 or 13?
It was like, right after 10, sometime around then. You came
on
the show.
The first guest we ever had?
Cryos.
I think actually you were the first.
Yeah, no.
Oh!
It was Smitty.
Was he the first guest?
I don't know.
Actually, no, Raccoon X. It was Raccoon X.
Who was it?
Raccoon X, I think, got you beat. But, damn, say.
That's Foley right there. Slang. That's some Foley right there.
Foley.
I might use that for a video later.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
Sounding good. What's up?
You're back on the show, is what I'm trying to say. You're back, and now we're on camera.
Still haven't done drugs.
Still haven't done drugs. Oh, that was the title of your first episode.
God damn.
You're still straight edge.
Wait, why is he here if he hasn't done drugs?
I honestly...
Because I listen to the Misfits podcast, and I don't do drugs.
You drink alcohol, though.
That's a t-shirt. You can buy that.
Alcohol is arguably
worse. Scuff alcohol.
Yeah, but...
What? What do you mean, come on?
Alcohol's not like...
A drug?
It's not a real drug.
That's widely accepted.
Is it?
See, you're not committed, Spinny.
Racism used to be widely accepted.
That's true.
Yeah. Things change.
But you do a lot more than I do, though.
What do you mean?
Don't you smoke?
No.
You don't smoke?
No.
You're straight edge.
Yeah.
Well, I guess,
Have you tried?
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty.
I don't think Toby's straight.
Like, almost daily. It's just not for him. He still does it, of course.
Well, he had a bad experience at our first PAX, right?
I think the reason he got hospitalized is because of what happened first PAX.
Mm, same kind of with Jay with edibles. He got really fucked up in L.A. the first time.
Real fucked.
Yes, I've never smoked in my life. Well, I've had like... Well, I've never done marijuana. No like acid or anything like that. Mm. I've tried a vape. Like, not like a vape pen, like you got like jewels or anything like that, but like, remember when vaping got big?
The big mods.
Yeah, those big fuckers. Yeah. I tried that once, but I just
didn't get it.
Not for me.
No.
Fair enough. I mean, it was cool. Like, it was fun, which I shouldn't be saying, but like,
vaping's fun, kids.
It's satisfying. You have to admit, like, the whole smoke thing, it's like, you know, it's kind of satisfying.
Yeah.
But I just like, I didn't get my own or anything like that. Like, I just tried someone else's. That was the only time I've been. Nicotine or anything
it's
like
totally
that.
Fun. I hate how we have to like any of our straight edge guests need like an excuse to come on the show. Like, look, guys, I know I don't do drugs, but I promise I'm an interesting person. Like, stick around.
I've been around drugs. I've seen them.
I think the fans get pissed at us sometimes because one of the first questions we always ask is, "So, what drugs have you done? What weed do you do?" It doesn't always have to be about drugs, guys. We got Cryos Gaming on the show as well.
I've smoked weed.
Oh shit!
Cryos is just a drug in human form.
Cryos,
we love him.
The most questions from now on because he has done drugs.
Cryos friends, maybe. Quiet.
Every time I see Cryos, his fashion evolves to higher levels. Yeah. You got a little sewing machine recently, huh?
I did. Yeah. Sewing's
making
a good
some
time.
Custom fits?
So far, I mean, I got my pants on.
Yeah,
I love those. Thank you.
So you're just like taking your editing skills to the fashion world.
Pretty much.
Editing articles of clothing.
It's way better than Premiere. It doesn't crash as much, so don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
So unediting's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you've been sewing is what you've been doing, I suppose, which is kind of recent for you, right?
Yeah, I got into it 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Only two weeks ago.
Yeah, I pretty much decided to get a sewing machine like 2 weeks ago, just because I was wanting to make my own shit, and I was tired of like having clothes that I didn't wear, that I could wear if I just got like took them to a tailor. But I don't want to pay for a tailor for all my clothes.
Sure.
So I just started. Because I have a brief understanding of how to sew and how this shit works, just because
home ec
clothes. I mean, yeah, home ec clothes are pretty simple. Like my mom and my grandma did sewing, so easy to pick up.
So now when you're shopping for clothes, do you look at a piece and think, I don't want to wear that, but I want to use part of that like on these
sometimes.
Pants?
Or not, like, not so much really? In like high end, higher end stores, yeah. But I go to Goodwill
yeah,
like, pretty
yeah,
frequently.
I suppose yeah. You aren't going into Gucci and
yeah,
like, chopping up a
I'm
sweater.
I'm going to chop this shit up.
You cut the sleeve off. You appreciate it a lot more now, though.
Yeah, like that. I mean, like I understand like what fully goes in. Like it's not just like about like what the material is, but it's like yeah. You got to check like even the sewing, like how the hem work is and make sure this like... It's not like some shoddy sewing work and
yeah.
Gotta make sure it's always good. It's not just about, yeah. Mm.
His
it's
intro was a lot more interesting than mine.
Well, I was going to segue to you, Smitty, because you've also been interested in fashion for like the longest time. Mm. Like since
so you're both gay.
You.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, because John was like a big part of your, well, we'll get you into fashion,
yeah,
am I correct?
Fault.
Yeah. So like, how are you feeling about your style lately?
I don't know. I think it's really basic.
I like your style.
You're expanding though.
It's very green.
You changed your pants up recently.
Yeah. Well, not these ones. These ones are kind of tight and... I just haven't worn them in a while. That's why. But yeah, no, what would you call it? Like straight?
Just straight fit. Not as tapered.
No,
just a wider,
just like the
wider leg opening.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. So freeing.
Yeah.
No more skinny jeans.
You have a very cozy, comfy vibe to your fits, which
I
really
like. I don't try too hard. Like it's very like, I just wear what I want.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And that's how most people dress, but.
Like how many clothes would you say that you have? Like I know that you have a big closet.
Much.
You have a lot of shoes. You have a lot more than me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have way too much. I have to get rid of some, for sure.
Why do you think I chop all mine up?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't wear, which sucks, because I got to donate a lot of it.
Yeah, well.
I know there's some pieces I want to, you know, sell, because I know I can make money off of it.
Yeah.
So some stock action?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to you the other night.
Sell it to fans, Depop.
Don't sell anything. Let's just get
autograph
some, let's get some cameras. Let's get a big truck. Let's go to Smitty's house, get all his clothes in there,
true.
And just go to orphanages and just hand out some drip.
Oh my god.
When we were talking about this,
children of desperate need of
drip. I don't want an orphanage mugged because they're wearing off-white. You know what I mean?
That's what Smitty said. He's like,
it's not something I want to be a
charity
part of.
Work. We're helping children in need of drip.
Yeah. I mean, if you give every one of the orphanage some drip, then it'll be fine. Unless there's this one really big kid who
then
robs everyone else.
That's fucked because their parents already got robbed from them.
The parents immediately come back like, oh my
like,
god, dude,
finally,
you look fire,
you look
bro.
You look fire. I'll take you back.
Dude, I had no idea you were this fashionable, bro. You're cool.
It's the interesting thing, though, is watching your closet grow with stuff you find like you're interested in.
Yeah.
Like when you buy it and then over time you're just like, I don't like this anymore.
Well, yeah. It's a developing taste.
I know. But
same as like music.
Because like there was a point where I was like, I don't think my closet can get any better. And then a year later, I'm like, this looks fucking terrible. What am I doing?
No, it's the exact same.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever you buy a bunch of new clothes, all your old clothes just immediately become so much more disinteresting.
And it has a lot to do with like the whole industry, like our industry getting into fashion and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like a lot more people want to start wearing like designer stuff or just like they want to dress better.
Mostly very poorly.
Yes, they don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I mean, people who are usually buying that shit, they don't know what they're doing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't really know what I'm doing with my clothing, but...
Neither.
I like...
Neither.
I used to be, and I think like Swaggy were very much the same. Like we used to be very anti-designer. I think we would never buy that sort of stuff. But
yeah. I think everyone was.
Now.
Going once you like start
spending
shopping...
Spending $1,000 on a t-shirt.
Yeah. And I mean,
now,
to be honest,
it's
like
different.
It still feels like a little cringe to
that
me.
Is hard.
But the thing about designer clothes is they have such like interesting,
longevity.
Unique fits to them. If you pick out the right pieces,
and
you can create like such a dope outfit like so easily if you can afford it, obviously.
And I mean,
otherwise
you have
to be creative, like John, and you know,
just make your own.
Yeah,
those are going to be clothes that are going to last you for years and years.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
high quality.
Yeah.
No,
well, I mean, that's
definitely still paying a lot.
The branding, absolutely.
I went fucking camping in those Gucci shoes, and they were so well made. No leaks, nothing. I was stomping around in mud. I took that shit back home. I didn't clean it right away because I have autism. And I let it kind of steep and get caked in mud for a good month.
Yeah.
And then I decided to wash it, dude. I took some wipes, and that shit was crystal clean.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
They're good.
So,
they can last.
You know.
God bless.
You're paying for a quality for like a lot of those designer things. But I don't know. I wouldn't fucking spend $500 on a t-shirt that had a logo on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I think people when people see like, you know, they look at a tag. They see like, let's say like you see a Balenciaga t-shirt and it's like $500.
Yeah.
Right? And then people look at the tag. It's like, oh, what's this made of? It's like 100% cotton. And they're like, well, why is that $500? Obviously, your markup for the brand exists, but it's also, you got to think of cotton the same way you think of like leather. So there's like,
can be good cotton.
So many different grades of leather as there is cotton.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like the upper echelon of your cottons. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's good. It's going to last you a while. It's going to be hard to rip.
Premium cotton.
You're going to be able to cut it with scissors, obviously, just but cotton. It's going to be hard to like snag it on something and it actually get ripped.
They should make some shit out of Kevlar. I'd wear some bulletproof designer.
I think there is stuff.
I think that exists.
I haven't like bulletproof vests being highly in fashion lately.
Like bulletproof vests in fashion? Dude, that's awesome.
Utility vests.
Yeah, they're more utility, but look like Kevlar
vests. Where do
vests.
I buy a fucking Gucci vest? Gucci
bulletproof vest. Gucci bulletproof
vest. Dude, it'd be so fucking cool.
Doesn't Alex do some of those? Alex has some vests. I don't know if they're bulletproof.
Yeah, probably not bulletproof.
I think it's just the style.
Yeah, it's the style of it.
We went out shopping, and I think we went. We were in Saks or something. No, St. Laurent. They had a fucking... A holster.
Yeah,
that was Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Louis holster.
And Swag was actually considering buying this holster.
Dude,
I was like, don't fucking buy this thing.
But all the holsters they had in stock were fucking left-handed. What the fuck do I do with that? I can't cross-draw. Cross-draw, but the fucking the handle would be pointing the other way.
What?
Yeah. I'd have to draw with my left and then get to my right, and it would have been too much of a headache.
Just carry the gun in your hand like a regular American. I say, you know,
my pocket, and then when you get mugged, you shoot through the pocket.
Come on, man.
The old
just shoot
gun in the pocket.
Yeah. You blow off your fucking finger.
In news that doesn't relate to violence or expensive designer clothing, something that our audience might struggle to relate to.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I want to talk.
This is fashion based.
No,
we're
talking
here. So.
I like the fashion.
Hey,
talk.
Let him do his job.
But I wanted to talk about, we've been hanging out the last couple of days. Obviously, we saw each other in Boston for PAX, which was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think there was a story there from that night. It was pretty chill.
Yeah, it was a good time, but not like
relaxed.
Story type. Yeah. It's just good people.
Just catching up, good people. And then, we've been hanging out with Mini a lot lately at his place here in LA. And I mean, this story is one more for you guys to hear than that you're involved with. But Swagger and I had a very interesting Uber ride home after our night the other night.
Oh.
And also a very interesting Uber ride home last night, which was like such a stark contrast, which I think would be funny to go over. So, we had a little party, a little get together at Minnie's with you two guys. Mm-hmm. It was great. We smoked a lot of weed. Smitty did not because he doesn't do drugs. We were pretty ripped. We were going to the pool, the hot tub, smoking moon rocks. Great time. Had a really good night. Time to call it an evening.
Oh no, because we were out back, and then there was the really cold pool and the really hot tub, and we were jumping in between them. And I remember you jump in the pool and you started screaming, and the neighbor said, "Hey, people are trying to sleep."
What?
Yeah,
he got mad.
Say for the audience, moon rocks is not what it sounds like. It's not crack.
That's what I thought it was. No, I was like, "Hey, what the fuck?"
No, moon rocks is just a spicy joint.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Spicy. It's a joint with Keith and oil.
Because I think a lot of people would have heard that at home and thought it was crack.
Yeah, we did some math. Like
a bit of crack cocaine, cheeky crack in the hot tub.
Pissed off the neighbor, very relaxed. The pool was great. We just kept jumping between the pool and the hot tub. And
dude, that pool was so cold.
It was cold.
Just keep thinking about that guy.
Yeah, dude.
Some people were trying to sleep. You're like, well, put some earplugs in, jackass.
It wouldn't be that loud. It was cold. I screamed.
So close in LA. That's what sucks. It's like
you're in LA living in one of those houses and you can't own fucking AirPod Pros with noise canceling.
That's
like,
true. That's
dude,
true.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Put some fucking tunes on and go to sleep.
Fair enough. I mean,
better windows.
I did scream pretty loud when I hopped in the pool.
Yeah, but
it was
for
cold.
I mean, the pool
reason.
Was cold. So
it was
cold. Yeah.
I had to explain it to him the next day. I went next to him. I'm so sorry for screaming, but the pool was just really cold.
You didn't even tell us. You just go to apologize.
No, hat in hand. I'm a good guy, Smitty.
It's very Canadian of you.
Yeah. Sorry,
so
thoughtful. But after the little pool expedition and hanging out for like, what, another 2 hours, we ended up going back. Matt decided to stay because he had food on the way. We hop in this Uber, and you take your phone out and you go, "Hey, can I like connect to speaker?" And then the guy was like, "Yeah, what music you like? What music you like?"
Where would you say this guy was from?
He
sounded like Eastern European.
He must have been Indian.
Do you think?
It sounded Hindi.
Yeah, maybe he was Indian. He was like Middle Eastern, maybe or something like that.
What was his name?
What
was his name?
Oh, fuck, I wish I could remember. Legend. I did tip him, but
that was his name.
Legend.
His name was Legend from now on.
For all intents and purposes, his name should be Legend.
His name is Legend, and he looked like he was in his mid-70s.
I like what this is.
Big boy.
He was like 50s, 50s, 60s.
All right.
But he looked like
he was old.
He was an old dude. He was an old dude.
Okay.
And we get in this Uber, and I'm like, okay, it's a 20-minute ride. I want to connect to Bluetooth. He, of course, lets me. I connect to Bluetooth. He's like, can you play some bitches and hoes music?
Yeah, he's like, what music you like? What music do you like? And then you say, what music do you like? Yeah. He goes, oh, bitches and hoes. Bitches and hoes. Yeah. Yeah. So he starts playing Mobamba.
Oh, shit.
The guy literally, we're in a Suburban.
Yeah.
He cranks it to the max and then puts on this disco party.
What?
Ball.
He pushes a button and like the front like part where the cup holders folds up and there's a disco ball there.
What the fuck?
And it just starts fucking lighting up everything.
Oh, my God.
So next thing
we're cruising down the street to Mobamba and he's fucking hitting the brakes in beat with the music and we're rocking back and forth in this fucking Chevy Suburban.
Holy shit.
Jesus. We keep going and this guy is fucking he kept going on about, he's like, oh yeah, there are a lot of bitches and hoes, and then he started shit talking Mobamba and said,
what?
Like, put something else on.
Yeah.
Then he changed to a different song. And we kept speeding around. He goes, oh, speaking of bitches and hoes, Drake and Kylie Jenner and all those fucking bitches are in here. And
yeah,
like
we're
rolling up next to this club and
yeah.
there's like a bunch of cop cars and security and shit outside. He goes, look at all these bitches, man. Look at all
Jesus.
These bitches, man.
He
and
loves
this
bitches.
There's this woman in a very revealing white dress.
Yeah.
He rolls down the windows and goes, hey, bitch, fuck you, whore.
Okay, yells
out the window. And then yells at the window at this fucking girl.
So you tipped him big after that one.
What the
25%.
I was just there for the ride at this point. He rolls up the window and I can tell.
That's the point of an Uber.
I can tell he starts feeling immediate remorse because he starts talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
and how he doesn't want to pull a Harvey
yeah,
Weinstein.
He's like, I don't want to pull a Harvey Weinstein, bro.
What the fuck?
And he goes, you know, there was. We stopped at this red light,
and he
started talking to us about how he had a girl in the car, and he was like, are you handsy? She asked if he was handsy,
yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I don't want the Harvey Weinstein, bro. I don't want to. And he just started getting, like, kind of rapey.
Yeah, and it was like, it was a fucking long time. He was talking for, like, 5 minutes.
It was, like, a five-minute light, and he's getting really weird and really rapey and it was kind of awkward.
Was it an Uber Black?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were in a Suburban, like a big SUV.
Not rapey towards us.
No, just for this hypothetical woman that was sitting in the passenger seat.
No, hypothetical woman next to him.
Yeah, this is still weird as hell.
One thing he said, he was like, man, I'm
more fucked up than that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He was like, I'm almost pulling a Harvey Weinstein just looking at you. Like, you know, like.
Yeah,
he was looking at you saying that.
He was looking at an imaginary woman in the passenger seat.
What was he on? He had to be on something, right?
And he said something about, he goes, yeah, Bill Cosby had right idea or something like that.
What? No.
Some shit like
that. He didn't say that.
So you definitely tipped him. Like,
30%. It was getting really awkward. We were just kind of laughing, going, ha, yeah, yeah. And then. You go, man, this is a long red light, isn't it, mate?
That's a fucking long red light. Holy shit, we've been talking for like 10 minutes here. Just sit still.
It's the world telling him to stop talking. That's just, what he's trying to do.
We just kind of bumped up the stairs, eh? The hill, the giant fucking hill.
Yeah, no, he put his favorite song on, which I cannot remember the name of, and he was just he was jamming, like dancing the whole time.
Yeah, you got some footage? It's pretty fun.
It's probably Wonderwall.
I'm convinced this guy was on like cocaine. Could have been drunk.
Probably coke, dude.
He's seeing imaginary people. He's
gonna be dancing.
Anyway, like it was just a very rowdy Uber ride home, and we were enjoying ourselves.
Fucking insane. It was the best NPC experience in LA yet.
Best one of the game.
So many NPCs here.
Great way to cap off the night. The next night we hung out at Minnie's again. You know, again, pretty chill night, pretty chill evening with you boys.
Yeah.
It was good fun. We get in the Uber home, completely opposite experience. Like, I ask again, I'm like, oh, can I connect to Bluetooth? He's like, no problem. He hands me the cable. It just doesn't work at all. And he starts panicking. This guy's like visibly sweating.
He was stressing.
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, don't worry. Like, I'll get it worked out. I'll just get the car moving first. And I'm like, look, man, no worries. We'll just listen to the radio. He's like, no. It only works.
This never happened. That's interesting because we had like a guy who was very nice on the way up here.
Mm.
Like he was super hospitable and everything.
He was dancing to the music you were
putting
on.
Yeah, no, he was cool. But like I think they must run into some people that are assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolute fuckheads.
There was, what was that
thing? Doubt.
It was just like a small little thing that happened. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. I forgot what it was.
Oh, he had a phone call.
Yeah, a phone call. And he was like so apologetic. And it's like, it's not that big of a deal.
People are probably just brutal with their ratings and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You can just imagine some bitchy people in LA.
I was in an Uber yesterday going to like get some food. And he looks at us. There was this Asian dude. He looks at us and he goes, what do you do if someone calls you a yellow monkey? And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, wait, where did this come from? What just happened?
You respond with,
no, I didn't do that. I was like, well, obviously you gotta talk to Uber or whatever. And that dude's
an
asshole. What
do you do if someone calls you a yellow monkey? You punch him in the face, I guess.
And he kept going on the whole trip about like, oh, what should I do?
Oh, that's so sad.
It was so sad. But that's fucking bullshit.
A passenger called him a yellow monkey?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was this another Uber Black?
No, this was just Uber X.
Oh, there's your problem.
Yeah. But anyways, we got out. We got out of the Uber. Sorry, I'm just going to...
He looks like an asshole right now. Ride Uber Black.
No, there's a reason I do that, though.
No, I do too.
I mean, I can obviously afford it a little better than most people, but like the reason I had a very bad experience on the way back from your little TwitchCon house party.
What was your bad experience?
We nearly fucking died. He was like falling asleep six
the
whole times.
Way. Really? What the fuck?
Because there was no Uber Blacks around, so I had to call a regular one. It was like, mind you, it was like what, 3 or 4 a.m. at that point?
Mm-hmm.
So we're heading, like this guy pulls up. Literally that. Falling asleep at the wheel.
He kept really?
Like, oh my God.
Like 4 times.
Like, that's fucked.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing the same thing, but rightfully so, because I'm not fucking
driving. You're the passenger.
Right? Like, and I remember passing in that, waking up and seeing him veer off the road. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Just grabbed the wheel, like, oh, fuck.
I got it, buddy.
I was so out of it, too.
Did you tell him, like, to wake up, or?
No, he actually said to go to sleep.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, dude, don't worry, I got it.
We told him pull over, take a nap, and then he got us home a couple hours later.
It was.
Responsibly.
I was just, like, so tired that I just... I don't know why.
I accepted
it. Was
death.
Very irresponsible of me to not say anything. For sure. But it was like... Yeah.
If I was ever in a car like that, I'd tell them to fucking pull over.
And it was an Uber X. I didn't want to get stabbed.
It was also that. It was just like... It was so far away from where we needed to be.
Fuck?
I'm sorry. Can we just explain? Smitty doesn't actually think that Uber X's are that bad.
No.
God
does.
He's just joking.
He thinks everyone who drives Uber X is a murderer.
To experience that again. That was terrifying.
Getting an Uber X is like hitchhiking.
Oh my God.
I reckon...
We've been in the hills for way too long. I promise we're still grounded and down to earth. I promise.
No, absolutely. I'd prefer to be safer than not safe.
Sure.
I reckon the reason he did that and said the yellow monkey stuff was because there's a tip thing on Uber. That's what we were theorizing. We were theorizing.
So
he was doing a little sob story.
Yeah.
Because it was just so out of the blue. Like, what? Why the fuck would you say that? I don't actually care. Like.
Should just close the car, be like, thanks, yellow monkey. Goo.
Oh my God. Slam the door.
Yeah.
One star. Okay.
So weird.
Just fuck him.
Complaint.
Yeah.
Yellow monkey.
Yeah.
Frowny face.
Wait, so monkey emoji.
So this was just an Asian guy
who's just an Asian
who'd either been harassed by a previous customer
or
he was telling a complete lie.
Yeah, and I was just trying to figure out like what
game is he playing?
Yeah.
Well, so he went on the whole time about this yellow monkey thing?
Yeah, the whole time, the whole trip. He was like, what? Like, why are people like this, man?
You just couldn't understand. It's like, what?
Yeah, I was going on about like humanity and stuff. I was like, man, if everyone was like us, then the world would be a better place. And he was loving it.
Hey, bro, I'm just trying to go to Starbucks.
Just had a podcast with this guy.
Yeah, it was
so
crazy.
Wait, what did you tip him?
I didn't tip him. Because I was convinced it was a lie.
You know how you can have those preferences like quiet and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Found that in America.
There was no yellow monkey option. That was kind of.
Are you saying a so legitimate yellow monkey pulled up and picked you up in an Uber?
That would be the best Uber ride of my life. If there was a little, chimp just rolled down the window and just, and it was just like,
it's got a cigarette in his mouth.
I'd be like, bro, I'm hopping in. So without a doubt.
What are you saying? It didn't.
I found that if you select quiet in LA, they don't give a fuck. They're gonna talk.
I've only had weird like Uber experiences here.
It's literally,
like they're still professional and they're great drivers and they're good. Well, the other one was a little bit. The guy we had yesterday that was just fucking.
Oh yeah, that guy who like. Didn't
stop, go,
heavy
stop,
foot.
Go, stop, go. It was like, Jesus
heavy
Christ.
Foot,
dude.
Yeah. That was annoying. And Bumper I had cones. A pee too. I was just like, ooh, every fucking time.
It is. It's such a strange app that we're all so comfortable just getting into a stranger's car these days.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck you, mom.
Before that, it was taxis.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. You go outside, you're running a risk of getting killed something. Yeah, man. You know,
well,
most people are
that look. I like that.
But yeah, it is so weird willingly getting into someone else's car who you have you know nothing about.
Well, we got into the wrong car last night.
Oh my
God!
Yeah. Hey, we got into the wrong
Wait,
fucking
was that yours?
Uber.
No, that was Evan's.
Oh, it was such
no
a nice
wonder,
car.
Dude. No
it was
wonder
so,
that car
oh
was
my God.
Nice as fuck. We go inside. I'm like, whoa, this is a nice ass car. And I sit down. The seats are like fucking business class airplane. I'm sitting
was it
down.
Like a, was
it
like,
sounds
like
it was a
Mercedes. It was a Mercedes.
Probably S-Class or something like that.
It was so good. And I fucking put the seatbelt in and it auto tightened.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, whoa, awesome.
Yeah, he canceled
like Evan. happen.
Yeah, we went halfway there, and he goes,
Wait. We should just explain that the reason this car was so nice is because the person who ordered it wasn't us. It was Vanos Gaming.
Yeah.
It was at the party last night.
Because he left right after you guys, pretty much. So you guys got in his car without knowing. He didn't know it either. So he's waiting outside, and then he sees your Uber pull up. He's like, that's not my car. And he comes back to the door. He's like, or he must have told the driver what happened, the Uber driver. And then he comes back to the door like 5 seconds after leaving and be like, so those guys took my Uber.
Oh, like, we stole Vanos' Uber.
Are you kidding me? So first impression.
Oh, no. It wasn't that
bad. That's the most scuffed.
Oh, it's so good. Dude, it was a nice-ass car.
It was
but
so good.
We're on the way there, and the guy literally goes like, you just canceled the ride. And we're like, we didn't cancel the ride. And then he pulls up his Uber app, and he's like, no, it says you arrived. He goes, I don't have internet. I don't have a SIM.
What car did you see? What did you see on your Uber app?
I was fucking drunk as hell.
Yeah, we literally didn't read the license plate.
Fitzy's car.
I just got in. I was like, oh, it's a black car.
Did he not ask the name or anything?
No. This guy was scary. He was like Russian. He was bald, and he had AirPods in. He was no talking,
usually,
no nonsense
you know,
guy.
Usually when you get into a fucking car like that, they go, Uber for, and then your name.
Yeah.
And then you go, say yes. Something. But you didn't even say that, so we just got in.
Yeah, he was like, Vanos Gaming. I was like, that's me. I just got right in.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a nice car.
Uber for Horace.
Horace.
Horace. Swagger Soul's real name isn't Eric, guys. It's Horace.
It's short for Horatio.
Horatio.
Exactly.
Horatio Kane.
The best fellatio in all the Horatio.
Thank you.
So anyway, we got ditched on the side of the road by this crazy Russian Vanos driver.
He just didn't even take you.
Oh, no.
Well, he was pissed. He was very angry with us.
They're mad.
Really upset.
And I was like, I actually felt scared. I was like, okay, we'll just get out of your
car.
We'll just get out of your car.
It was like a scene, because I'm sitting in the back with Matt, and we're like fucking strapped in with this automatic seatbelt.
Yeah.
The whole first 10 minutes of the trip, Matt and Swagger just wouldn't shut up about how nice the car was.
Bro. We were like, this is amazing. So like, we definitely didn't belong there.
Oh,
so that was probably his first red flag. And then when all that shit started happening with, like, you know, it's not showing up, like you canceled the ride, like you're trying to scam me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then Fitz gets a call and he goes, oh, I'm getting a call. And then he just goes, it's funny, he goes,
you know,
raises it up
no
very
sudden
slowly,
movements.
No
sudden movements.
And it was the fucking actual Uber. And then he just goes, oh my God, we're in the wrong Uber. The guy was pretty fucking nice.
Oh, fuck. Man.
We just hopped out.
We hopped out.
At least you had a nice little short ride in a.
Yeah.
Nice
It
makes me want an S class.
Those are some nice cars. Beautiful cars.
It had like this red lighting around the side.
Yeah,
and shit. Can you change the color of
that? Lighting and shit like that? Yeah, no, that's a car you buy to get driven around in.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Because it's literally like a first class airplane
yeah.
seat. Like there's so much like room, it's crazy.
So much Either way.
That was
they
our
have captain's chairs in the back.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
How many seats were there in the back?
Two.
Two.
How much
and
is
like
a car
console
like
in the middle.
Armrest in the middle, right?
Yeah. It was a nice car.
How much does a car like that cost?
Okay. Oh, S class probably like a good one, like all the way spec'd up, probably like I'd say I mean, I'm looking at Canadian, but like 160, 1 to 180.
Damn.
I might be off.
That's crazy.
Probably like 120 US.
Yeah, 4,000,
400,000.
Well, our dollar is pretty similar.
Yeah, your dollar is similar, but Australia has luxury car tax.
Yes, true. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's our Uber stories, basically.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful
our Uber stories.
There's some other stories. From
if you ever
Boston
want Uber stories, come to LA.
Missed out on.
Yeah.
So after we got drunk at the dinner and they went to shoot a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well,
in Boston.
We should probably explain what happened to manager Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you've seen footage of him with his shirt off walking around the streets of Boston.
I love
right
your
after
story.
Dinner.
Your story's
so
been
so
floating
good.
Around the fucking.
What's
So like, you know how they throw in the crystal glasses around? Like, fucking apes?
I remember that. Explain that. Explain what was happening.
Wait, hold on. I just love Jay's story because he's like filming that and then he just pans over to me and I'm just sitting there like.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I was just like so embarrassed to be there.
No, but you're not used to those dinners because you know, Cry Eyes and Smitty have been to two dinners with us while we were in Boston.
Look,
one was a lunch where Mason took a shot of Tabasco and threw up outside.
And played with the lobster.
That was kind of my fault.
Jumped over the waiter
bit.
To run past to throw outside, stabbing the lobster.
Well, I did that first, but I was trying to scare him.
Yeah.
But then I talked to him.
But then
him
I just gave him an idea. I made it worse.
Look, the dinner that we're talking about. look, it did happen to get a little ignorant. I'm not exactly proud of the behavior at that dinner.
You sang happy birthday six times.
Oh, it's so... It's such a good...
Okay. There's a lot of birthdays.
If you're at a dinner with a bunch of people and you're already spending a lot of money,
and
if
hammered.
You just pretend it's somebody's birthday, they come out with a cake.
But they didn't come out with a cake because we were acting ignorant as hell.
Well, did they get a little...
Well, it's because we broke glasses.
The big old slice of chocolate cake with a candle in it.
I thought it was my birthday. How come I didn't get a slice?
I thought we just ordered dessert.
Was it for Austin or Ryan?
I think it was for Ryan.
Okay, well, we'll set up the dinner. Basically, it's a big dinner. It's on like in the middle of PAX Boston at this nice restaurant. Yeah. And
was it Bowen?
The gang just got too lit.
It was Palm something.
Palm
something.
Yeah. Some shit. The gang was fucked.
The gang just got too lit.
Delicious bacon.
You were there. Wait, you were there?
No.
Good bacon.
We drank a lot.
Oh my God,
a lot,
so much.
And the energy was just a little crazy. We had a couple party animals in the crowd that night. Yeah. And I don't know how this started happening, but someone thought it was a good idea to just start throwing wine glasses.
Crystal wine glasses.
Yeah, it was.
We were in a private room though, so like it wasn't like we were disturbing other guests. But we were pretty loud.
I somehow tamed an entire room by showing them how to do that. Yeah, it was crazy. Because I didn't think you guys were that impressionable, but I did it once and everyone was like, whoa. And then they started doing it and the whole room was just loaded.
Wait,
I was just sitting there.
Explain what you're talking about.
Just to explain, he basically filled up a crystal glass half with water, wet his fingertips, and then rubbed it around the rim.
And we were all rowdy as fuck, and then everyone just looked at Smitty.
Whoa. Guys, we have to be careful about talking over each other because we're holding these mics. What happened?
Well, everyone was rowdy as fuck. Smitty's doing that, and while it's all rowdy, we just all just stare at Smitty, and we're like,
he's making
that's
the
beautiful.
Tone.
Everyone went
quiet.
The peaceful sound.
Glass harmonica.
Yeah, then everyone did it.
You soothed the whole gang.
They calmed the crowd, and then made everyone make beautiful music.
That was
together.
Momentarily, and then cunt started throwing the fucking glasses around.
Look, glad I didn't go to this dinner.
Yeah. I didn't throw the glasses. Look, I just want to say, clear my name. I wasn't throwing glasses.
It was between Ryan, Mr. Ryan P., and Austin from Omnia.
Yes.
I think Hurley did a bit too.
Austin got Ryan so drunk.
Well,
they
got each other retarded.
They got each other retarded.
Last time I saw Ryan drunk was like the first PAX we went to.
I've never seen Ryan.
No, that was a rare Ryan. Shirtless Ryan P drunk is a rare Ryan.
We'll explain the shirtless part. So Ryan's just got completely loaded at dinner. The dinner was over. Thankfully, not too much of a disturbance was made, although perhaps a broken wine glass or two.
We left before dessert. We don't.
Oh, that's right, because you guys had to go somewhere.
I'm pretty sure Maxie broke a...
Yes. Maxie's rowdy. But we're leaving dinner. Like the wait staff are all fine with us. Everything was fine. We paid for it and everything.
It's only like a 5-minute walk from the restaurant to the Intercontinental Hotel.
It's across the road where we're staying. And we're just standing outside regrouping and stuff, and Ryan takes his shirt off.
Well he had his t-shirt on and it's about 32 degrees Fahrenheit, just about
it's
zero.
Freezing.
Nice
it was
and cold.
Fucking really cold at night in Boston. Freezing. And so we're running outside saying, here, dude, take your jacket, take your plaid overcoat or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just looked with disappointment and then ripped his shirt off and pretty much as a flex that he doesn't need.
And
upon need warmth.
Upon ripping his shirt off, he of course feels immediately very cold.
Yeah.
And what does he want to warm himself right now?
Hot.
Some hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider.
Now to explain the hot apple cider, we were staying at the Intercontinental in Boston, and downstairs in the lobby they have this big like tub of hot apple cider.
Communal,
you can help yourself to
delicious.
Communal little tub of hot apple cider. So we were very much enjoying it. A great way to heat up after the cold.
So it's basically just like really hot
apple
cider.
Like
apple
Shut
pie.
Up.
It's like cinnamon apple pie.
Shut
filled.
The hell
Not alcoholic. Hot apple cider. And look, it
was
tasty,
delicious.
And I can understand his enthusiasm.
That was an alcoholic.
No, not alcohol.
After that,
that's just the heat of it, my friend. That's just the apples.
I was just feeling cozy.
Ryan is very, very keen to have some hot apple cider. Let's just put it that way.
So he's keen that he starts chanting in the street as we're walking back, hot apple cider, hot apple cider.
Next thing you know, the entire squad is just walking through the streets of the freezing cold Boston, pumping the air with a shirtless Ryan in front, yelling, hot apple cider, hot apple cider.
It's a cult.
This was Ryan's,
and
this
is
Ryan's
and
breaking
this is,
point.
And this is all good fun. This is all good fun.
He's walking, jaywalking across like traffic in front of cars.
Cars are stopping. Yeah. He's a spectacle.
Cheering him on.
It's all good fun.
It's like a big parade.
Up
floating.
Until the point where
it's
he
on the ground.
Gets into the lobby.
Yeah,
because he goes into the lobby and it's by now 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, roundabout.
Right. Nice and early. Still,
so
really.
He comes in, hot apple cider, hot like
screaming it. Screaming it,
walking in.
And I'm just thinking.
Without his shirt on, and then he takes his shoes off. So now he's shirt and shoeless in the Intercontinental.
He's getting comfy.
That's
lobby.
Just polite.
And he goes up to the reception, and he goes, I would like some hot apple cider. Yeah. And then the guy behind, the receptionist, he goes, well, you see, sir, we only stock them in the morning during reception. Yeah. So, right. You know,
bad move.
We can't get it. And Ryan,
immediate devastation.
Yeah. Ryan is a platinum royal ambassador for Intercontinental.
Yeah.
This guy, no wonder they didn't say
and
anything.
And so he says, as platinum royal ambassador, I want to do is organize some hot apple cider. And then the guy, the receptionist, goes, sir, I understand, but we restock it every morning. We don't have any. And he goes, well, I just want you to organize some hot apple cider for me.
Baron said like that too.
Yeah,
stutter.
Dude,
bear in mind,
he's super drunk.
I just want hot apple cider.
Yeah, no. Bear in mind, obviously this does sound pretty ignorant and rude, but Ryan was very wasted.
And Ryan's a big boy. And you can't just grab him and pick him up and bring him into his room. He's a big boy. He does what Ryan pleases.
He was causing the scene. So anyway, like the security starts coming up to us and going, "Is this your friend?" And we're going, "Yeah." Like, no worries. Like, we're gonna take care of him.
Oh my god.
Come on, guys.
He's
a show.
He's just been talking snap. And they've been sitting here snap. Snap. On the side of the whole time.
Hoppershire.
Can we perhaps edit the audio so it's just you two, like, just saying hi to the side for a couple minutes?
Anyway.
We're in this lobby. Ryan's making a bit of a scene, although he is being polite for a drunken man.
He's being loud, but he's asking nicely. He's being polite enough. He wasn't belligerent in a sense where he was getting angry or upset with anybody. The cunt just wanted fucking hot apple cider.
He just wanted it. Yeah.
And I can't blame him. I honestly can't. But basically, he sat down in one of the chairs in front of a fireplace that was in the lobby, and he was just sitting there, shirt protesting. Off, just kind of sacked, just kind of chilling. And then big fucking security guard walks over, lumbers over him like, you know, you good? You good? Get up. Yeah. Go to your room.
Yeah.
And he was commanding.
This is where it got scary.
Yeah. That's, no nonsense that was from where this guy. Everyone was like, this isn't a joke anymore. Because this guy was like, I'll fucking lock him up. If he doesn't get in his room, like, I'll call the cops, get him locked, thrown in a drunk tank for 3 days. I don't care. You know, and that's where it was like, whoa.
Power trip.
You know.
Yeah. I got to say, this is interesting because we saw Ryan later that night. So the rest of the story is quite mysterious to me. Yeah. Because if he's at this point now,
the next night,
at 2 a.m.?
I'm pretty sure the next night, didn't they have hot apple cider?
Yeah, yeah.
They did.
So he made some changes.
He's basically sitting there and the security guard is like, you need to go. Yeah. Like, you need to get up to your room. And we're just trying to get Ryan to go into the elevator to go upstairs. Yeah, and so we managed to get Ryan up, have his shoes and shirt on, and he goes into the elevator. But the guy, the security guard, basically wanted to instigate.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to have an excuse to throw Ryan in the drunk tank. So he came into the packed elevator with everybody, stood right in front of Ryan, and started talking to him. And then Ryan's drunk, so of course he's going to want to put his hands on his shoulder and like that. And then the guy was like, do not touch me. Do not touch me. I'm an 11-year service veteran.
Yeah,
I'm 11-year service.
Like
do not touch
that's
me.
That's where I fucking draw the line.
People in
that's
Boston.
Where, that's where you'll fucked up. And I just go, oh, thank you for your service, sir. Like that. Because I'm drunk as well.
Melts it all down.
Swagger's American attitude just has
to kick
in. Dude,
I was immediately saluting. I covered for everyone. I tried my best to fucking defuse that.
Don't act like you were the fucking ambassador.
Look, when he was drunk, that guy wanted to fuck Ryan.
Literally everyone in the elevator except Ryan was just like, yeah, look, we're sorry. Like, he's just fucking wasted. You know, we were all at a pretty good level.
Me and Max had to talk to him like after and just be like, hey man, thank you for the service, like, how long have you been doing this, like, sorry about that. He's just really drunk. He never gets this drunk. He's just gonna be in there, he'll be completely fine to himself, you'll have nothing to worry about.
No, that was a fucking lie.
And then I ended up leaving, but then I end up hearing about what he got up to in his hotel room.
So
he was drunk for a bit. They had a mini bar which they cleaned out. All the hard liquor in the mini bar, just completely.
Not just in this night. This was done the night before.
Dirty?
There was a lot.
Was it dirty?
Oh, it was so dirty.
Good for them. You know, they just cleaned it.
Absolutely clean.
It's good for them.
That's good.
But basically, Ryan took a wine glass and you know, wanted to throw it against the wall, so he did. Okay. But then he found out that the walls were padded, so right. you can't actually break anything
Shut
on the
up.
Walls.
Wait,
now,
really?
Put
Wait,
me in that room
now,
right now.
Now, hey? Being smart
what?
And being Ryan...
The fours
he
aren't.
He just chucked it at the ceiling.
Oh.
The ceiling as well. Also.
This is why he's a royal yeah. platinum
yeah, so
ambassador.
I think he ended up shattering two wine glasses, and then a third he broke on a table, and the glass shards broke on the table and then went into his leg, and so he started to bleed everywhere.
That's why he was bleeding.
Yeah. And then,
I went down before, and he had like a paper towel like attached to his...
Yeah.
He
cough.
Looked great at 2 a.m. yeah.
But I feel bad like telling the rest of the story because it doesn't
Not
exactly make Brian look that
no,
good.
No,
but
dude, it was so fun.
He did drink a lot.
Long story short, we've all had a night where we just got completely too
100%.
Fucked. You're just not in control anymore.
It was a rare occasion.
But so then later rare. That night, he seemed pretty fine again.
Oh,
he was great up until he took his shirt off.
Well, yeah. No, but like after that, afterwards. Me and Smitty saw him.
Oh, well,
again.
Dude. Well, he didn't drink for probably 4 hours in between.
Yeah, just got on the waters, calmed down. You know, he was all good.
Yeah. I guess that was still kind of early.
Reading the group chat, and all I see is, "Where's Ryan? Don't let him leave. Where did he go?
Need hot apple cider, urgent."
And someone else saying, "I think he just got into an Uber with Fitz," and then everyone's like,
"I did get
someone go
Uber.
With yeah, someone yeah. go with them. Someone take care of Ryan," and no one knew where
I
he
can
was.
Just imagine Ryan trying to sneak out of that hotel room, like he's naked up against the wallpaper, perfectly blended
just blood, no one blood just fucking streaking against the wall that he's sliding against.
Look. Saving Private Ryan P.
Saving Private Ryan P.
That's
was,
a good
that,
shirt.
That was the that was probably the most wild tale up to this point.
Yeah, well, Boston's quite a serious city, it's, you know.
Like, I was so shocked.
It is very calm.
Yeah, dude.
Very
well,
calm,
I mean, the management serious. Gave them shit rightfully.
Yeah.
You know, but management also gave us shit pretty rightfully as well.
What do you mean by management?
But at the Liberty.
That's right.
Oh, we hopped into there now.
We had two hotels while we were in Boston.
The whole things.
Yeah. So
whole building.
Just
yeah,
to ourselves.
The entire building. No. Wow. They stayed at the Intercontinental, and me, yeah. Jay, Mason, and other people from the team stayed at the Liberty. And the night that we were going to leave, the night before that, our flights were. We all had a couple of joints. We were all drinking. The bar closed. Bartender told us to pack it in. We go outside, and we're about to go to sleep, so we light up a couple of joints, and we're smoking it by the heat lamps right outside. And we're fucking idiots. We're stupid because we didn't think about the smell wafting into the lobby,
yeah,
which is fair. And so we stunk up the lobby, but it was fucking 4 a.m. No one was there. It wasn't the end of the world. And then the bartender comes fucking stomping out, all 400 pounds of him, and he starts going, "Hey, hey, you guys are fucked. You smell that? You guys smell that?" And we're like, "What?" He goes, "Pot, wise guy. You know what pot smells like?" And we're like,
"That's
we're like,
so Boston."
Yeah, dude. And we're like, "Yo, yeah, sorry, sir. We'll take it to the corner."
He had this energy about him, which was like he was expecting a big confrontation or a big fight. And we were just smoking pot.
Just
so we were
like,
"Oh, sorry. Like, we're, sorry. We'll
dude,
go
he's
over
probably
there.
Hyping
we're
himself up.
The devil in this situation."
But we're like, "We'll move to the corner, sir. You know, we're sorry." And he goes, "Security's coming out. You guys are fucked." And we were like, "Okay. All right." And so we're half expecting this fucking like SWAT team to roll out, and it was the one security guard that told you.
Yeah,
you
we
and,
should probably preface
Mason
this
on.
By saying we got to the hotel. Me and Mason got to the hotel very, very early.
Yeah,
and we were very drunk. And obviously, me and Mason get up to a little bit of trouble every now and then.
Oh, cheeky boys!
And we see a little wheelchair down in the lobby.
Yep.
There's no one there, so it's free reign for us
fucking,
to just like have a play around. And we take the wheelchair up the escalator. I don't know how we managed to do it. I'm driving, like racing Mason around.
Mason's playfully acting autistic.
Yeah, and then so we were pretty
as
much on their radar.
Yeah.
As you do.
We were pretty much on their radar like from that because she comes out like, "Oh, are you handicapped?"
Yeah,
because
Mason is in the wheelchair slapping the back flag that's
making,
coming up the wheelchair and he's smacking it.
Oh,
like
never
absolutely.
Mind.
So she comes up and says what? Like, "Are you actually
disabled? Are you handicapped?"
How
and
dare
Mason,
you ask that?
What's that?
How dare someone ask
what a
that?
Rude question.
Yeah, because
rude.
He
obviously he is.
But he said no.
He said no. If he had said yes,
if he said yes, it would have opened up a world of possibilities.
Prove it. Anyone in their right mind wouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. So Mason definitely is. You know.
Exactly.
Of course.
Long story short, the staff just were not very happy.
Yeah, well,
she
was already on the radar, so she chewed us out, said it was her last warning,
that was
so
like
that we'd be evicted, and basically Yeah, told us to get fucked.
So yeah, Boston's a serious place. You know, they don't fuck around. There's not a lot of, room.
Boston, Harvard is?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Very academic, formal sort of town. Love
and
it, though.
And the tea party happened
there. They take it serious, dude. I don't know how the fuck pot is legal there. It's so heavy regulated.
Yeah.
Very cold.
Well, I mean, it's winter.
We went ice skating and shit. It was okay.
It was good. I always enjoyed my time in Boston.
You killed
I just wish that the knife
left. Yeah, you were super good at ice skating.
I did slide. I'm probably the best at everyone.
He was giving me a run for my money.
Oh, yeah, because you guys were there for the ice skating. Is there anything that I missed in particular that...
Swagger was killing it at the end.
Swagger was really good.
I'm really good at ice skating.
You got that finesse.
It finally clicked, I think.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, you skate, right? Because you're into hockey.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I played for 10 years. Nothing serious.
You played for a decade?
Yeah.
Damn, you're old.
Would you start when you were 30?
11 years old.
No, it wasn't anything serious, but it's just a fun hobby for me. Yeah. Even nowadays, I just rent ice and then go out.
You
and
rent ice?
Yeah.
You just rent?
Yeah.
Just rent a bunch of ice, throw it on the floor.
Of ice, yeah.
Yeah. A little skating around.
It's a mobile ice rink.
Yeah,
it's like 1x1 foot of ice, and you just spin in a circle.
Just the community ice rink, and then just rent time on it, and then
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just a good hobby. It keeps you exercise sharp too, right? Mm. So it's good fun.
Yeah, let's actually talk a bit about our guests here. Yeah. I feel bad we've kind of told these stories from Boston.
I reckon we're all involved in these stories. Like,
yeah,
we're
to extent.
Too.
True.
Like, and we also got to tell them.
We pretty much just had the rest of the stories that we weren't aware of during PAX.
Yeah, we didn't know
you guys
Ryan
just filled in the
bad.
Stories
well,
that like we only
Ryan
have partial of. So.
Well, yes, Ryan was completely composed at 2 a.m. Like,
yeah,
like,
he was
I'm
fine.
Never drinking again.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, oh, okay.
Good.
Yeah, he was like back normal.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Well, at least he wasn't like noticeably drunk, I should say.
Oh, we went in the next day and the fucking room was packed with like 5 pizzas that were uneaten.
It looked like they didn't eat anything.
They ordered a creme brulee, broke the sugar, the crystallized sugar, and then left it.
It's because I was in there.
They did it just for the satisfaction of smacking the creme brulee with a spoon.
Sean's getting flashbacks.
I want a creme brulee now.
Mm. The first PAX, we met up with you guys, Boston.
Like 2 years
we went
ago
to dinner.
Or whatever.
And you guys ordered John like 8 creme brulees
as he went
to the bathroom and came back, and there was 8 creme brulees.
There was 8 creme brulees for you.
That was the same
that.
Restaurant, wasn't it? That we the story occurred at, I believe. The one
with
the bacon.
When you guys
bacon.
Stayed at the same Airbnb.
No, that was a different one. I think that was a different restaurant. I don't remember which one the other one was though.
We went to the one with the lime table.
That was
really
I don't
know.
2 years ago, right?
They just
it was in like the middle of
2018.
That was the time that Fitz got really wasted and filmed the vlog.
Oh yeah.
That was such a different character at the first PAX Boston. Oh my god. That's
anyway,
crazy.
So we were going to talk about me?
Yeah.
Well, Smitty, what's going on in your life, buddy?
How long have you been Cryeyes' friend?
Oh shit. It's, what?
Quite a while.
What would you say, like 2014, 2015? Maybe earlier? No, I'd say that's about, yeah, that's
I would say
a fair
show. One of those years.
How did you guys meet again? Yeah. I forget.
Mutuals, Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
Counter-Strike. Okay.
See, yeah.
Networking, good old networking.
Yeah. Was it Garrett? Probably Garrett, eh?
Probably Garrett. Or maybe, was it through like Craig and Tyler and them?
Well, I mean, but I think Garrett was the one that introduced you to those guys,
yeah,
too.
That's fair.
Were you both YouTubers at that point?
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of graphic design initially, though, so.
Mm-hmm. That's how you were editing as well
Warcraft
for,
YouTuber. Yeah,
damn.
I edited for one Gold YouTuber. Glove. Gold Glove, yeah.
Is that private?
Oh, nice.
Huh?
Is that known the information? Should I
say
that?
No, that's fine. Cool. A lot of people know about it, so.
It's so funny thinking about how we all ended up here. Like, I still remember... I think we just spoke on Twitter, and then we just decided to play CS together.
Yeah, you bugged me a lot.
Did I?
Yeah, apparently.
I think that, yeah, well, I think, I remember looking back at you at the time and being like, my career was just kicking off, and I looked at your channel, and I was like, Smitty looks like he's got his shit together. I'm going to keep him around. I need someone like Smitty in my life. And
you're
I thought
still
you're,
here.
It's kind of a compliment.
I thought you were very funny as well, and so, yeah, we invite you to the
I
sessions.
That's a
lower
problem.
Yeah,
I think when we met Smitty, he was like the biggest YouTuber that I knew.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
How the cookie crumbles.
Hey, man. Like,
still bigger than Adobe.
Yeah, I know.
You still upload a hell of a lot more than anyone here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's very interesting. I feel like we're all different but the same since then.
Same, but different.
But still we've grown a bit. You know, we've definitely gotten used to the lifestyle of being a YouTuber. And
Uber
that.
Black, baby.
Uber Black.
Uber Black.
I still Uber
Try
X.
Try not to die. It's great.
Uber
At
pool.
Least back in Washington.
Uber Pool. Safety in numbers.
Uber Lux Pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I get a Lux Pool? That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Uber Lux Pool.
It's like a limo with a bunch of random rich people.
Like 20 of them.
That's just fucking networking.
That's how you meet other rich people.
Up in a Lux. Hey, what do you do?
We just
it's just a big bus filled with rich cunts. Just
you got any investing money?
Get in a car with Justin Bieber. He's just for some reason in one of those.
I wish that was a thing.
That's probably going to be a thing.
Networking. Dude, that's sick.
Just a bunch. It would just be a bunch of industry people jacking
hey,
each other off.
Listening?
Yeah, you listening, Uber?
Yeah, I know Uber.
Come on, or Lyft if you want to yoink it.
Uber loves us. They love us more than Spotify.
Fuck you, Lyft.
What about you, Kras? What's like on the agenda with your life, buddy? Like career wise, life wise. How you feeling just in general about YouTube and stuff?
Fuck, he asked me the big one, huh?
I gotta drop it at some point. You know?
Well, recently I haven't been uploading much just because I've been
same team.
I've been out of it. I just haven't feel like doing shit. Games are boring. I'm tired of editing my own videos, but I'm also too afraid to put off my work and give it to somebody else. So I'm just letting my channel die instead.
Very fair.
Bro, it's like we're the same person, except you're way more stylish.
Well, yeah.
Guys, let's stop talking about expensive things and start talking about Smitty's broke-ass YouTube channel. All right?
My what?
No, I mean, I'm the broke one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. How is your channel going? How do you feel about gaming right now?
I don't know. I'm just his friend. He just brought me out.
You're right, but you know what? I'm interested in you.
I'll answer for him. So, no.
I feel on the same level as John. Maybe not like with like, I'd say like I agree with the, just like games in general. They're pretty meh right now.
The industry sucks right now.
It really does.
I just think I've been in it too long to like enjoy a game enough to just casually play it.
What are games that are coming out? Everyone says that 2020 is the year for gaming, but 2019 was also the year for gaming.
It's just gamers hoping.
I mean, the only three I can think of are Half-Life Alyx, Cyberpunk, and Valorant. Those the only
I think it's just a lot of single-player stuff. Like, Last of Us 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
I just don't care about single-player shit personally.
I can't commit to them.
I don't know. It's worth getting into.
When does the Riot game come out?
Valorant?
It's got a shit name. It's going to flop.
I honestly don't think the game looks that good. It looks too Overwatchy for me. Overwatch is a trash game. Change my mind.
Kept Hanzo's bow in it.
It's fucking shit.
It's pretty cool.
It's obviously rough draft. I'm excited for it because it looks
different. I'm going to try it. Are you sure? Yeah. I definitely want to give it a go. I hope it's rough with the graphics.
What are you doing over here? You signed your own podcast?
Sidebar?
Sidebar?
Pussy.
Pussy.
Wait, you're not a part
you can't
of this.
Be in the sidebar,
man.
I didn't lock eyes with you. Face. Sidebar.
Pussy.
Nice. He's a part of
it. He didn't put up the sidebar, though.
He didn't use sidebar.
Oh. So it was like an open bar.
Oh, shit.
Open bar. I love open
bars. Yes.
Open bar. Can we get a round of applause for apple open
cider.
Bars?
Hot apple cider.
Your wedding is shit if you don't have an open bar.
Your wedding is shit?
Yeah, your wedding.
For a second, I thought you said you're wetting the shit. You're wetting what does that entail?
You have white poo-poo. Without an open bar?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
People have weddings?
You know, you don't get bring people to your wedding and make them pay for alcohol.
Hey, you gotta pay for the wedding somehow.
Half my money.
Love
divorce is pretty
gay.
Settlement? Nah.
Love is pretty gay.
Alimony? Baloney.
That's a question I was gonna ask. When are you guys getting married?
True.
What the fuck? Love is.
What?
I wanna know what love is.
Gay marriage, legal Canada. Tax break.
Wait, I don't know what it is though. How am I going to show you?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Shit.
We're in LA, the city of.
Okay, I'll be your best man.
So, how many kids do you guys want?
Yeah. You know, realistically.
I would say two max.
Yeah, I think two is a fair.
One from each nut.
When I get to that point, yeah, I'd say two is.
You heard it in the first stance.
But, like, I don't even know when that point is.
I was raised.
Well, when do you want to do it? We can, like, plan for it if you want.
Get a surrogate mother.
I feel like adopting. Oh, would you do it like that? Would you adopt? YouTube will be hot.
No, it's like me and John.
Guys, can we just try to keep it at one conversation? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to be a host here, but like this is gonna make no sense.
Anyway, Swagger. So as we were saying together,
I don't know.
With no one else involved,
right?
Okay, continue.
If you think about it,
oh god, he's moving.
Oh, adopting is kind of like buying content.
We got two separate shows now. Okay. Hold me. Hold
so,
me, hold
anyways,
me.
Adoption and content creator.
What do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think if you're just adopting kids as a content creator, buying content,
you guys are miss. We're fits.
We're fits.
Because that makes sense.
That's what
I don't get it.
Fuck those miss guys.
Fuck those miss guys. They just always miss.
We fit in.
Always fit.
This is why we need headphones.
Oh, fucking.
We are nearing the end of the show, but we can talk about other things if we'd like. I do just want to say, though, if this was a disaster with the audio, we're sorry. This is our first time testing out the new LA set, so we'll try to get it worked out for the other episodes.
Scuff, baby.
Yeah. I like the way between two ferns.
Yes, we are between two
ferns. Oh, my
copyright.
God. That is
I saw
funny.
People bringing ferns up, and I was like, gonna look like that.
That is funny. Swags, knock it off.
Okay,
you're being ridiculous.
So, what did you want to ask?
Well, I mean, look, guys, like you guys have your careers, you guys have things going on. I just wanted to know if there's anything you wanted to talk about as far as coming on the show, as far as what you've got planned, like what you're excited about.
I'm excited to just like actually look at YouTube in a better light again because it's been really rough because it's been super rough because it's hard to care about it right now with everything.
Word.
So
no, that's
it's
going
to get better.
No, I don't think it's going to get better, but I think I can look at it in a better light. I never said it's going to get better.
Yeah, a changing perspective. Yeah,
I thought you were saying YouTube's going to get better.
No. Are you crazy? No.
I recommend coming out. Great way to fix your career.
Yeah, is it finally time?
Give it a go. When are you coming out?
No, I'm still getting nowhere, but I assume it'll work for someone.
Works for Little Nas, kind of. So.
When are you coming out?
True.
I don't know.
Okay.
What about you, Smitty? Are you going to view YouTube in a better light, or...
I feel like I don't really have any complaints with it. Mm. I just kind of do it.
You've always been very good at what you do.
I just kind of...
Unlike us.
I don't know how I've weaseled my way to the point where I'm still like remotely successful. I wouldn't say relevant.
You're very consistent.
Anymore, but like...
Yeah.
I think I just am good at adapting.
Yes. You're good at adapting. And
so is the entire like Wildcat and all them. Yeah. Like they've been around forever.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
It's just trends, man. It's peaks and valleys and trends.
But it's hard for routine. Like, what's going to happen when Fortnite's done?
I can't wait.
Everyone will rejoice.
Sorry, Jay. You'll figure it out.
Sorry to bring this up so
abruptly. You got a good group around you.
There's totally, Fortnite dies, people just hop to something else.
Yeah, it always happens.
You know, TF2, when that dies. Yeah, but Overwatch dies, you hop to Fortnite.
But you think that everyone who's doing just Fortnite right now is going to be able to survive that purge?
Yeah, there's no way. Gone.
Yikes.
No way.
Yeah, they've dug themselves in pretty deep with
like,
Fortnite.
There's
a lot of them.
It's the ones that are really good at games that need to be good at other games.
The old Minecraft YouTubers. Yeah. The old Minecraft YouTubers pivoted to Roblox, which made sense.
Roblox
they made a lot of money.
It took them a while, though.
Still make a lot of money.
It took them their careers dying and then realizing there's a resurgence in Roblox.
Hey, you ever hear of Phoenix?
Rebirth from the ashes.
Yeah. Like from Harry Potter.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you guys had to stop YouTube today, what industry would you want to go into?
Retirement.
Music.
What, you want to like take care of old people? Retirement?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'd say architecture, interior design, but you need education for that.
Yeah, well, let's say theoretically, you can do whatever you want.
I can just do whatever.
You just have a degree.
I'd say that, but if I was realistic, I'd say probably I'd look into like fashion industry. Mm. So get a part in there.
I'd probably do the same. Whether that probably be clothing design in some sort.
Whether that be a brand or like, you know, just, you know, wing
creative director.
Mm. Yeah, something like that. Mm. Like Virgil.
What would you do, Toby?
I don't know. There's so many options. I'd love to get into voice acting.
Male stripper.
But I would also love to get into the fashion industry.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Jay?
Music.
Music, of course. Jay has just released a new song on his @creamy account, which is very beautiful.
Absolutely angelic.
Maybe terrible when I heard it. And I'm sure that we're going to see more great things from Jay musically
in
a couple years.
When Fortnite dies.
When Fortnite dies.
That's
just prepping now.
That's what happens.
All the vocal cords are warmed up.
Stock up when Fortnite dies. Just get albums ready.
It's never too early to dip your hands into other, like, you know, ventures.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about YouTube is that it gives you freedom and time to
work on things.
There is a lot of things.
We complain a lot about the time we have, and it does get busy, like, no doubt. But, like, there is a lot of times, like, I mean, this week I woke up and you were there, and I was like, you ever think about how, it's midday.
So you wake up, it's 2 p.m. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to play some ping pong?
Exactly.
It's
do you ever think about people are, like, working now?
People are fucking wage slaves.
With YouTuber, it's always been about more about pressure and stress than about, like, overwork, I think. I mean, definitely some YouTubers, Smitty works a lot harder than me. Like, I think most YouTubers work a lot harder than me. But I think the main thing that gets YouTubers feeling low is just the fucking pressure, man. Like, it's a lot. And that's why I think it's really important to have creative outlets.
Especially when everybody's suffering in views. I mean, that makes me not feel so alone. But
yeah, because like everyone's kind of down. There's like
everyone's down significantly.
Mm-hmm. It makes it hard to like feel.
I think
like there's kind of a light at the
same time. It's fucking weird that YouTube neutered Social Blade API so that you can't see how many subs you make a day. But you fucking up, and they did that for mental health.
Yeah,
and then when you upload a video on Creator Studio, it goes,
yikes, dude.
This video performed 50% worse than average.
Shit,
you disgusting piece of shit.
This one's hated, dude. I fucking hate
shit
it.
Ass fucking
you.
Video. Why even upload
9 out of 10? It's 9 out of 10. It's not your worst, but it's definitely bad.
Yikes, this
we
is shit.
We pushed this like crazy and no one fucking clicked on it.
I honestly stopped looking. Even last year when I was still uploading, I just stopped looking at it because it just fucked with me.
It's unavoidable when you go to the analytics. It shoves it right in your face now. Even if I'm trying to look up some other bullshit for, you know, anything. It'll just be like, hey, your channel's dying, punk.
I go to my email and it's just like, by the way, your views are still going down. I'm like, thank you.
You get, you get an email every time.
It was fucking shit.
Yikes.
Do
That's
better.
The title.
Yeah, they send you a McDonald's application.
Oh my
YouTube
God.
Subject line. Pre-filled out and everything.
Yeah, Jesus.
They send you like a little plaque, just failed YouTuber.
Congratulations for your career.
Is it the canceled plaque? Canceled plaque?
Thanks for the trip. Thanks for the journey.
So thanks for 45% of your income.
Yes.
So that we don't give the listeners blue balls, you two should also.
Yeah. Well, what would you be doing right now if it wasn't for YouTube?
Voice science. acting in general.
It's not going to work with a helmet on, right?
Yeah, but like if the fucking channel's dead. And I can just go public with my face and
then
some
the channel's
other
back,
aspect.
Baby. He kills medieval roles, though.
Yeah.
They love him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude,
Game of Thrones?
Put me in Game of Thrones. Fuck.
I was thinking more children's birthday parties, but yeah, you know, that works, too.
I would love to be...
Just music, man. Music, art, anything like that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in the limelight.
I secured my first voice acting role today, actually.
Congrats.
Can
you
talk
about
it?
Was that on...
I believe I can. Fucking the Killer Bean. Killer Bean, the 10-part episodic series... I will be a voice actor in
hopefully.
It all goes to plan. Oh my God, it's gonna be so good.
You notice how all of our fallbacks are like relatively like creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it is. Like we're all looking for creative outputs. Because
I don't want a boss. I don't want a fucking boss.
No, that shit sucks.
Fuck a boss, dude.
I'm so sorry to anyone in the audience who has a boss. I can't imagine.
Although,
he's like, I want to be an accountant.
We do have this a mundane ass.
Well, what I would have been if I didn't do YouTube is I would have been a clinical psychologist. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that'd be fascinating.
That was what I was.
I would have gone to law.
Probably still
be useful for YouTube.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm still very interested in it, and I could almost see myself going back to study, but I probably would be too lazy, and I probably would
be too famous at that point.
You'd walk in the room,
you get a therapist
and
he fits.
Oh,
I love your podcast. So like, fuck, this guy knows me.
Start talking about your life.
This guy knows I'm not equipped for this.
It would make his job a lot easier to realize how fucked up you are, though.
You definitely need to learn about this.
He's like, you're actually the reason for my problems. I decided doing drugs because of you, and now I'm like,
you're fits. We're gonna have to book 6 sessions a week now.
Easy money.
Every day. I did say interior design, though.
Yeah.
Which would probably require a boss. Because I don't think there's too many people that are freelance until they're like at the top of their whatever.
But I think we're also speaking like idealistically, not like where you're going to go into, but like where you want to be if YouTube wasn't.
We're not saying that we're quitting YouTube to become psychologists and interior designers.
We're all going
to
do that.
Don't point at me. I'm not quitting yet.
Pointing's rude. Mm-hmm. Everyone point.
Wait, I shouldn't do that.
Point at the main cam.
You guys are really impressionable. Which one?
Guys, this is the end of the episode. We're ending it right here. Is there anything that anyone wants to bring up or promote? Or
subscribe to my
This camera. Tell the people what you got going on. You're like,
one thing to say and one thing only. Mm.
Hot apple cider. Guys,
you know what's almost as delicious as hot apple cider?
What's that, buddy?
Gamersups.gg / Misfits. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast, as always. Yes. Thank you to Cryos and Smitty. Cryos, Smitty, what do you think of Gamersups?
Please do a hot apple cider.
I love Gamersups.
Please
do a hot apple cider.
We'll call Eric. We'll get it in the works.
We'll get it done.
My favorite. Yeah, super tasty.
We're wrapping it. Guys, thank you for listening. Hope it wasn't too scuffed. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Good one.